Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sports on the Line here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This has been a fun day. A fun show last night. I'm a little bit upset right now because all of my stuff didn't pop up. I don't understand what goes on with this. Like, I mean, I put more stuff on it and everything goes away. Technology, boy, I tell you guys. Technology, it's a blessing and a curse. I do one thing, it doesn't go with what I told it to do. Like, I feel like technology is supposed to listen to what I say to it. I don't guys have that same feeling. Everything is, it's just not right. And I always have a problem. It's always a minor problem. It's always a major problem. It's something that happens. Like, I mean, seriously. My stuff should be able to come up right on my screen the way I've had it. But it didn't. I don't know if it's Firefox. I honestly don't know. I have no clue. The reason why I'm playing this song and my feelings have been all over the place. I mean, honestly, sick of it. I didn't think I would be. But I am. Unfortunately, I am. Today's show, we will get to a lot of basketball. Some topics did not come up from what I've edited about 30 minutes ago. But hey, we're going to play it by ear. Throwing the number out. Throwing it out here. 949-270-5945. I want to talk about Kawhi Leonard. Why in the world don't I see Kawhi Leonard traded yet? What's taking so long with Kawhi Leonard? Now, the reason being could be because the Spurs really wants to get great players. Raising Annie in the talks. That's what they're doing. 76ers is the team that seems interested in Kawhi Leonard. The thing about that is, okay, you're only going to have him 1 year, Philly. That means you're going to win the East. If you get Kawhi Leonard and have a chance to win NBA Finals. I know a lot of people are going to be like, okay, they have no chance. But let me tell you this. Golden State, yeah, they'll be the favorite. But what does being a favorite mean? You got to go out there and perform. I will give you an example of the Los Angeles Sparks. Now, they did win earlier this afternoon. They came back, great fourth quarter, yeah, whoop-de-doo. But they came into the season as the favorites. Now, Minnesota was second favorites. Sparks had a great start, started losing. Now, they did win today. Didn't think they were going to win. I looked at the score, 8 minutes to go in the game, and they were down by 8 points. So let's not go ahead and be like, okay, Golden State's going to definitely win. We don't know that. They could lose, and then that's it for the Golden State Warriors. But back to the 76ers. Philadelphia Daily News. Keith Pompey. Saying that the Sixers been in talks with Spurs. They're confident they can get Kawhi Leonard to sign an extension. They're willing to give up Saric, Covington, and that Miami Heat 2021 unprotected first-round pick. Now, those are the players the Spurs will want. Saric has to be in the deal if you're talking about a superstar, an all-star type player in Kawhi Leonard. Now, 76ers, I don't think you should get rid of Saric, but if you can really convince Kawhi Leonard to sign an extension, then go ahead. I think it'll be worth your while. Kawhi Leonard's what, 25, 26? Yeah. Me and Kawhi Leonard's around the same age. Spurs might be looking for three future first-round picks. I don't know if any team in the NBA is willing to do that, especially for Kawhi Leonard. And without the promise of a long-term receiver. If Kawhi Leonard is like, okay, I will sign long-term, yeah, they give away three future first-round picks. They would do that. Kawhi Leonard's been linked to the Los Angeles Lakers. He'd definitely be in total control this time next summer. Well, I'm sure he'd be signed to a team by then. But where do you go to the Lakers? Do you want to play with LeBron James? Do you want to be the second best player on the team? I don't even know if the Lakers want to do that. Give Lonzo a chance. Give Kuzma a chance. Brandon Ingram. I mean, they all can be stars. This can turn into the Big Four. Just like that. And no one wants to talk about that. This could turn into a Big Four before our very own eyes. Now the Spurs are going to have to be more realistic. That's pretty much what they're going to have to be. Can't blame them, though. I honestly want him to go back to the Spurs. I really want him to go back to the Spurs. I wish he had just pick up his big boy pants and say, you know what? Shove it, L.A. I'm staying in San Antonio. I mean, what was going on in March? March 7th, said he returned soon, as far as playing. March 10th, he was getting ready for a return against the Pelicans. I mean, me and Troy hyped it up in March. Like, yes, we're going to see Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs are going to be back to compete in the West. San Antonio did beat the Pelicans without Kawhi Leonard on the 15th. The 17th of March, they held a players-only meeting. Trying to get Leonard to play. And then on the 22nd, Manu said he is not coming back because it's not helping. Said we fell for it a week ago again. And said, I guess you guys made us fall for it. Never return. He wants to be traded. Say if he's not traded. What he's going to do is sit out again another year till he's traded. Go out and play. Go play Kawhi Leonard. Show teams that you're healthy enough. Because first off, you came off that injury. We were saying that that injury was the reason being he wasn't playing. 949-270-5945. How do y'all feel about it? And he said it. Come on. Come on, Kawhi. I don't understand how you do not want to play for the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi. You are a finals MVP. You have the best coach in the NBA right now. Still by your side. You're putting Greg Popovich through this, knowing what he went through a few months ago. And he had to deal with your shenanigans. He traded for you, Kawhi Leonard. Think about that. Greg Popovich is the reason why you have a championship ring, or you would have been the Indiana Pacers, and you would have been a nobody. And you're acting like this, Kawhi? You don't want to play for a guy that had faith in you when no other team had faith in you? You were the number 15 pick in the draft, and the Spurs, Greg Popovich said, Kawhi Leonard, son, I want you here. I'm trading George Hill, who was actually a very good player for the San Antonio Spurs. I'm trading him, who was a valuable piece to what we were doing, to get you. And we got you, and you didn't know how to shoot a freaking basketball, Kawhi Leonard. You didn't know how to shoot a mid-range shot. All you know how to do is play defense. And the Spurs coaching staff wasn't just Popovich. It was other guys in the coaching staff that made you Kawhi Leonard. Got you to have a great shot. Because now you're one of the best two-way players. You be healthy this year. If they don't trade you, you can walk next year. Play next season, damn it. Do it. I'm sick of it, Kawhi. Say something, too. I ain't heard you say nothing. That's all I heard you say. That's it. One word. Say something, Kawhi. Tell us something, man. You can't be in my top three favorite players. You're going to act like this. We do expect him to be traded. He wants to be traded. We got to do it. Is he going to have the strong approach that Kyrie Irving had? Hey, I don't know. The Clippers, I said it. I want to see him with the Clippers because I'm the only one that believes that's going to be a tough team when you think about it. And if he does go to the Clippers, I think people would actually figure it out, like how dangerous that would be because of your defenders and Bradley, Beverly, Leonard, perimeter defenders. You got Lou Will and Kawhi Leonard taking over. And Jerry West is one of the bright minds. He put that Golden State team together. He did that. Jerry West. Let's not forget. You don't think he got something up his sleeve? Got rid of Blake Griffin's contract after he even paid the man. He paid the man, and then he got rid of him. Who does that? Who really does that, man? Think about it. 949-270-5945. Get back at me on Kawhi Leonard. You probably don't even want to talk Kawhi Leonard. It's stressful. It's not mad I just got. Stressful. Carmelo Anthony is just pretty much the topic pretty much today, too, because you have the Lakers, Rockets, and the Heat being the favorites to get him. Now, I'm very surprised that the Heat even have a shot at this. I've talked about how bad their contract has been. Oh, boy. For the long run, man. Because they're paying these young guys. You know, Hassan Whiteside says one more year left. He has a player option. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably trade him. I think that'll be what's best for them. They can just trade him. They have Dragic. He has a player option. A lot of money has to be spent for this team. They ain't dealing with Wayne Ellison's contract. I'm sure they'll get Dwayne Wade back. So this guy, James Johnson, makes a lot of money. Deion Waiters makes a lot of money. He's going to be back from injury. We'll see how he does. Kelly Olynyk makes a lot of money. Tyler Johnson. Josh Richardson. These guys make money. Melo has to take a pay cut. And by the way, they got one more year left for Chris Bosh to pay him $26 million. So there, your money's going down the drain. You're going to just have to hope that you get rid of Tyler Johnson, Dragic and Whiteside, which I think you will not get rid of Tyler Johnson because Dragic, he's getting old. He'll be 33 next summer, and then Whiteside will be 30. You'll probably get rid of both of those guys if you can get somebody younger and committed to play alongside Tyler Johnson. Get rid of those contracts. Miami Heat will be ready for next season. Never know what will happen. Miami has won a few championships in their franchise, so why not? But it would be very, very hard for them to get Carmelo at least this year. The Lakers side, I don't know. Lakers side, I'm not quite sure what they're going to do. Because it's interesting, and I talked about the Clint Capella situation for the Rockets yesterday, and I saw that, you know, he probably looking for $100 million contract. Rockets ain't going to be able to afford that. They're not. Not saying that the Lakers, not saying that they can. They got rid of all things contract. They got some money. They got money to spend. Got it. They can offer that to him if they wanted him. They like Zubac. Think they just roll with Zubac. They roll with JaVale McGee too. They can do it. Got rid of Brooke Lopez. Contract. Gotta get rid of Luol Deng's. Only played one game and made $17 million. I'm in the wrong business, y'all. I am in the wrong business. Really am. Sitting there on the bench, whatever he's doing. I don't know if he's hurt or not. Making money. Just chilling. Chilling. I'm trying to understand it. Help me out, you guys. Help me out. Because I don't know. I want Melo to go to the Rockets for the sake of the Rockets offseason just being just pitiful. Offseason's pitiful for them. You lose your top two defenders. You don't have a small forward. No, you can say P.J. Tucker. You got Ryan Anderson's horrible contract. So what can you do? You still don't have an offer for Capella. If Capella walks, that's it. Capella walks. I've said it. The Rockets are not in the top three. For those that's new, yeah, I said it. They're not in the top three in the West. I'm putting OKC number three. Lakers number two. Golden State number one. Your top three teams in the West. I can't put Houston. Chris Paul can't stay healthy. He can't stay healthy, you guys. I mean, if he was healthy, yes, they make the NBA Finals. Easy. But he's not healthy. Can't stay healthy. Can't be good. Now what they're going to do? They get Melo. What are we going to do? Congratulate them? What did Melo do last year? Be a third option and fail. It's going to be third option again. He needs to be the number one option. If he wants to do that, go to Miami. Because guess what? They ain't got a number one option. They don't have a guy. They're like, okay, take over the game. Get the ball. Shot. Boom. All those guys on the Miami Heat team, they share the ball. They all want to take the shot. They don't have the main guy. Now, Dragic, I would say I would give him the ball. James Johnson, I've seen take shots. Tyler Johnson, I don't see take shots. I don't see Wayne Ellington. They've set up a play for Wayne Ellington. Now he's failed. Now Eric Spoelstra puts them in the spot. But you give Eric Spoelstra a Carmelo Anthony, you make him the guy, maybe he'd be good. But Miami got to get rid of some of them contracts. They got to be like, okay, you know what? The Sound White side, you got to get out of here. We're going to play some small ball. That's what we had to do. You couldn't guard and Joel Embiid, but y'all are just the same height and weight, just about. And you let him outplay you, Whiteside. Whiteside, you're playing like the Whiteside before anybody knew who you were, Whiteside. Only knew because I'm an NBA fan, honestly. Remember, he just emerged, came out of nowhere. Before that, what he do in Sacramento? Not play. He didn't even play 2 years before he got to Miami. 23-24, ain't play a minute. Ain't play a lick. Wasn't on any team. You go out there and play like a bum, and you was hurt last season. You had 54 games played. You did horrible in the playoffs. I don't know what was going on with Hassan Whiteside. My Heat Nation, let me know something. Y'all got the inside scoop on this. Let me know something. Talking Kawhi Leonard. Talking Houston Rockets. I'm moving on to coaching LeBron James. Because Tyronn Lue, somehow, some way, said, okay, he's passing the torch to Luke Walton. Saying that he was shocked, booed, yeah, whatever. Said it's not such a bad coach. It's not bad coaching him. Everybody, we all make jokes. LeBron James is the coach. LeBron James is this. Luke Walton had himself a great year coaching the Golden State Warriors before he got the Lakers job. And I'll say it was a pretty good year coaching the Lakers under the circumstances. Anybody see the Lakers winning 35 games? I didn't. That's my team. I was happy to see that. Very happy. Tyronn Lue and Luke Walton, former Lakers. Those that don't know that, yes. Tyronn Lue got crossed over by Allen Iverson. Look it up. If you forgot about it, if you didn't know, look it up. Quite there. And Luke Walton. Always love it. I love all Lakers. They have a good bond. This will be the sixth head coach of LeBron James' 15-year career. You had Paul Silas, Brandon Malone, Mike Brown, Exposure, David Blatt, Tyronn Lue. And I said Exposure was the best coach he had. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. Would it be hard to coach LeBron James? I mean, me personally, I don't think it'd be hard. Because I tell it like it is. LeBron, you're playing horrible out there. Dropping a whole bunch of F-bombs, cussing them out. LeBron, what was that? I don't care if you are the best player in the world. You're going to sit out for 2 minutes. Think about what you just did. Stupid. And I would give you some rest. I can get you rest. You go out there, give me 100% first quarter every night. Whatever it is, if you passing the ball, if you go ahead and get 10 assists in the first quarter, you go out, give me 20 points in the first quarter, and we will play defense. Because I am all defense. That's what I do in 2K. I want to be defense. That's me. I can't win if the other team is going to score a lot of points. If I'm going to give up open shots, what's the purpose? LeBron, you got to sit down, man. You're not being that player that thought you were. LeBron, I need you. I need you to go out there and shut this person down.
LeBron James.
Do it for me, man. Shut down KD. Get in his grill. If he gonna get past you, we got somebody at the rim. You go out, check the perimeter if you pass it out. The fundamentals of basketball. all it is. That's how you win. Fundamentals. I don't know, was it hard to coach LeBron? I don't understand. What could be so hard? Hey, LeBron, you see this? LeBron has a great IQ. You can talk to him, and y'all can agree. Yeah, you guys would disagree as well. But look at this. Y'all can coexist, man. Make it happen. Make it happen. Luke Walton will be able to coach LeBron James. He had to coach Lonzo Ball. He had to hear all this hoopla from LeVar Ball. He had to hear all this stuff.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
All of this hoopla. This team won 35 games. Lonzo Ball hardly played. Maybe they do better if he does play. Maybe. Who knows? We don't know that. Maybe. We'll see. Big question is, how many titles will LeBron James win in L.A.? 949-270-5945. Just coming in, we talked to Kawhi Leonard, where we get traded to. The Rockets offseason being a disaster. Coaching LeBron James. Now, how many titles do we win? I'm going to say one, because 2020. If he wins two, perfect. Go out and, you know, the contract year where he can opt out, wins the championship, then he really going to be like, okay, I'm going home. Let's do it. I'm here. I'm waiting on my son to come to the league. He's now a freshman high school in L.A., by the way. Brian has to play about 6 more years in the NBA. He wants to play with his son. Just 1 year. I mean, that would be crazy. Because his son's going to go to the league. His son's going to go crazy. His son's going to be great. I'm going to say 1-0 because I said 2020. My Lakers went in 2020. Not 2019. I ain't worried about this year. We're going to see what we do. Because with LeBron James, anything is possible. Yeah, I said we. I'm a Laker fan. Been Laker Nation since Kobe and Shaq. True. True story. I'm really hoping 2020. I said that's going to be a big year. Big time year. I might be in the West Coast by then. Just might. I'm hoping. Might be in L.A. Might be at the parade they win 2020. They go to the NBA Finals. I hope to be there. I plan on it. Man, I don't know what's going to happen because, I mean, I know the L.A. crowd is going to be happy. They're already happy now. Now, some may be upset because, you know, there's this dang old painting or whatever you want to call it is really just... It's really taking over. Because, you know, it's painting over the Kobe Bryant. Now they're talking about Bryant's king of L.A. He ain't there to replace the greats in L.A. He's there to take y'all to the playoffs. He's there to take us to the finals. He's there to win us a championship. With LeBron James, wherever team he would have went to, they're automatically in the running to win a championship. And automatically going to the playoffs. And LeBron don't lose in the first round. Just don't happen. Hasn't happened. People like it's going to happen.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Never lost in the first round. And people want to say it's going to be AC. It's going to play Golden State in the first round. Oh, I mean, that would be exciting. But it's not going to happen. He's the second best. This is the second best team in the West. If not second or third best. Honestly. Seriously, come on, let's do it. LA, let's do it. How many titles do we get? I'm really hoping. Hey, he can win all three of these years. I mean, that'd be even great. Big time. All right, so I know we talked NBA draft a few weeks ago, right? It was NBA draft, yeah. About a few weeks ago. And this guy has been pretty good in the summer league. He is a part of the Houston Rockets. Now, I have had the liberty to have watched him. In the college basketball season at USC because of Arizona State. So yeah, I was kind of a little upset because, you know, I was just cheering for Arizona State and how great of a start they were in. But you guys are waiting for the name. DeAnthony Melton. Now, he doesn't have crazy numbers. He did start a lot against USC. But this is a guy that can shoot. I've talked about it. He can shoot. He's shown that. He didn't really shoot a lot of USC. But he's played well in tournament. He's shown that he can shoot. The USC did make it to the Sweet 16. They lost to Baylor. I know. It was tough. Matu was outstanding for USC. I know that Baylor has moved on and then lost to South Carolina. I know the tournament was kind of weird. USC beating SMU, that was crazy because Semi Ojeleye on the squad. I mean, this was something. I know this was last year. It wasn't this year tournament. I know it was last year tournament. He played at USC. I know. But I think that was just a great draft pick by them. I really do. If only if they get Capella back and they get Carmelo Anthony, the Rockets will be in some good shape. Really good shape. That's all I'm saying. Just get him back. Get Capella back, please. Please, 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 please. Just a little something I had to express. For those that don't watch Summer League, I just had to express that. All right, got to move on to baseball here because it's just some things I got to get off my chest here. Oh, I love the MLB on Fox. Oh, love it. Some 8 o'clock games about to come on, too. I don't even know if I'm interested. I'm interested in Sean Manea and JV. It's a good one. And Patrick Corbin going against Colorado. Colorado's favorite. I don't even know how to feel. Come on, man. This is gonna be. This is gonna be a fun evening of baseball. Unfortunately, the Tigers. Ugh, so god awful. Oh my god. But I kind of figured they would lose anyway. So it doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter at all. So, anyways, this is an exciting time for Boston. I will give a big shout out to the Boston Red Sox getting J.D. Martinez. This has been such an exciting, and I mean it. This has been an exciting year for them, because when I look at this team, you know, Mookie Betts is on the squad. You know that you have to deal with Pedroia. He's healthy. Send the Bogarts from Mr. Benintendi, Jackie Bradley Jr. When you have to deal with those teams, those players, and then you add a J.D. Martinez who was hitting. Like, I am so upset at the Tigers. I am very upset at the Tigers. That they let this guy, J.D. Martinez, walk. I am very upset. I'm telling you why I am. Only because we got nothing for J.D. Martinez. We traded him to Arizona, and what are you doing in Arizona? Just dingers. Bing, 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 bing. Home run after home run after home run after home freaking run. I mean, I have really started watching the Tigers every game before he was a Tiger. I've seen him at the Astros, and it was something I liked about him. But the year that he put up 23 home runs, and this is when he came out of nowhere. Like, I'm talking about, you couldn't get this guy out. You couldn't. And then when he goes a full stint with the Tigers, 38 home runs. 2017, last year, he had 45 all year. He had 16 with the Tigers. When he came back, dang, he was just hitting them. We trade him to Arizona. He puts up 29 home runs in 62 games. I am going to find this stat that I saw. I'm sure it's on my favorite stat page. I'm sure it is. That's what I saw. I'm going to find it right now and tell you what I saw. Because this stat was crazy to the Z. I'm looking. That's 6. I noticed they talked about it when he got that home run last night. Here it is. Like I said, he hit his 28th home run. Of the Red Sox are 24-3 when he hits a home run. That's not the stat. Here is the stat. His last 162 games, which is a full baseball season, 60 home runs and 153 RBIs. That's crazy, isn't it? Crazy. I mean, how? How do you have a stat line like that? How is that possible? I mean, missing that here in Detroit because we suck. We suck.
Like a dick.
You really suck, man. And I've told people, they're going to give y'all hope. Get it to my man's Wojo. Gave y'all hope. The Red Sox are 5-1 right now. It ain't because of JD. Down 5-0. We're down 5-0. To the bullpen. The bullpen. Tampa Bay has to go out with the bullpen. And Wilson Ramos. First pitch. Home run. 3-run shot. Matt Boyd. Of course, the Rays are hot right now. Big time. I'm sorry. But I'm in my feelings. No pun intended to when I played the song beginning of the show. Now I want to get in on Manny Machado. What is the latest on Manny Machado? Of course you guys know, the last day of July, deadline. That's it. Where will he go? He don't want to play third base, wherever he goes. But right now, it's looking at the Yankees. I'm sorry, Manny Machado, you got to play third base. But guess what? You're going to be on a winning team. You're going to be batting... I would hope he bats second. Now, I know they have Aaron Judge batting second right now. Which I'm trying to figure out why. You should have Aaron Judge at number 3 spot. That's what Girardi did last year. Sanchez got to be up there. Got Didi up there. Got Giancarlo. I mean, you talk about 2 through 6. What are you going to do? If you can have Brett Gardner, you know, kind of be at number 1 spot. Leading off. Dangerous. Because they had Aaron Hicks. That's dangerous, too. Because he had power. If they can get Machado, then I'm going to say that the Yankees will represent the American League. And it'll still be tough. We got to deal with the Astros pitching staff. And I don't really trust the Yankees pitching staff. I like their bullpen starters. All I can trust Severino. That's it. Now, this is just a suggested swap. Manny Machado and Zach Britton. Zach Britton, I just saw him pitch last night. Good pitcher. Good close. Really good. And this is for the right-hander starter they have in German, infielder Brandon Drury, and Clint Frazier. Not bad. I think Brandon Drury, he needs a big-time scenery change because he's not doing good over here. I thought he was going to be very good after such a good year in Arizona. But I would feel good about that. Drury is 25. I know he's been stuck in AAA for much of 2018. He went on the DL early. You know, he lost the third base job to Andujar. And, you know, Sean promised the bat, versatility with the glove. You know, talk about Frazier, his top prospect acquired as part of the Andrew Miller deal, 2016, non waiver trade deadline. And, of course, with Michael Givens getting the shot at closing games. They had traded Zach Britton. So that's a good suggestion. Why not? I'll take it. I get rid of those guys. And yes, I'm saying I am a Yankee fan as well. I know you're like, okay, how are you a Yankee fan? You're like, look, I like Tigers too. Tigers and Yankees play. I'm cheering for the Tigers. The Tigers have had the Yankees number in the playoffs. And I was happy for it. Now, like I said, Pistons play the Lakers. Going for the Lakers. I did in 04. I was teased. Lakers shouldn't have lost, but they did. If you guys want to know in football, the LA Chargers is my team. If they were to play the Lions in the Super Bowl, I will honestly say I would be happy for whatever team wins. Because, hey, the Lions I finally want to see them win. They haven't won a playoff game. So they're going to win a couple of playoff games, two or three, before they go to the Super Bowl. That's what they would have to do. I would be excited if they just win one playoff game. They're not even going to make the playoffs this year. It's going to take a lot. A lot. So like I said, Manny Machado deal, we're going to see what happens. And I know I didn't mention hockey. Penguins, team I like to cover. Tampa Bay Lightning, good job on getting Kucherov. 8 years? Now, about Manny Machado, too. It's here that the Cubs aren't getting Manny Machado. And they're not even worried if Brewers do. Let me tell you this. Cubs, you should be worried if Brewers get Manny Machado. Because now the Brewers have a 300 hitter. Because that's the only issue. They don't have a 300 hitter. They have good hitters in their lineup. Scary hitters. They added Christian Yelich. Lorenzo Cain. Those guys can hit. You know that. But for what? You should be worried. If you guys get Manny Machado, you're getting rid of Addison Russell, that adds to your offense, who has been surprisingly very good this year, to start. You should be a little worried, because they ain't going to really be giving up a lot. They still have that bullpen who's been amazing. So good luck to the Miami Dolphins. Miami Marlins. I'm just so into football, guys. What's wrong? I know the Cubs have World Series aspirations. But they are in second place, National League. They would play the Phillies or the Atlanta Braves in a wild card game if the season ended today. They do feel strong about going far. The confidence, hey, it's there. They're playing good. But Yu Darvish, he's been the biggest bust in the offseason. I don't know what's going on. We don't. They're getting Chris Bryant back tomorrow. He's going to be playing. They have a 3:45 start against Johnny Cueto. Should be fun. Early games, 12:10. Get it ready. Get started. Let's get it. John Lester. I know I was like, I don't think he deserves All-Star, but, you know, I have to look at some of his highlights this year and then look at his stats. You know, I didn't realize he was playing this good, pitching this well. 11 wins, 2.45 ERA. I remember I seen the start and he had a rocky start, but then he came and played better. Cubs 51-37 right now. They're 26-16 since May 25th. And they got the 104 runs this season, league-leading. Still got to catch the Brewers, who leads them in a game and a half. Like I said, Brewers can't beat the Cubs when it matters. So we'll see. They have to get that done. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I know you guys listening. Tell y'all peoples. Please, beat the Cubs when it matters. Because y'all want to hear me. I'm going to let y'all know that right now. We talked about the snub of Blake Snell last night on the show. I've seen something that he could go to the Yankees. The Rays is not that stupid. They ain't getting rid of Blake Snell. They would trade Chris Archer to the Yankees. Like, Chris Archer's been trade rumors for the last few years. He's supposed to go to the Dodgers. I want him to go to the Dodgers when it was Kershaw, Greinke, and it could have been Archer. Like, that big three? Not fair. Like, Archer is now starting to get hittable. Starting to be like, okay, we know what he's going to be. But I do know when Archer's on, he's on. I don't see Blake Snell going to the Yankees. I mean, I would be excited because they need another starter. CeCe, he's been doing good. Y'all don't know me. Know that me and CeCe, I just can't trust him. He had a good year in 2011. How long ago was that? And then, okay, I will give him credit for last year. I dogged him all last year, and he proved to me that he's good. But I'm still dogging him this year. It's just something. I just know when it matters the most, I can't count on him. Must-win situation, can count on him. Can I count on offense? What can I do? What can I really do? All right, I got to talk. Let's get serious for a minute. Because I saw this today. I know you guys saw it. And if you didn't, I will be gladly to share. Now, LeSean McCoy. His girlfriend was seen bruised, bloody pictures in the alleged domestic abuse. This is the Buffalo Bills running back. He's denied all accusations. He's facing several horrible allegations after a social media post going viral. Now, this is according to reports from Fox News. McCoy is being accused of domestic violence against girlfriend Alicia Corden, I think that's how you would pronounce it, as well as injuring his dog and trying to viciously hit his son on numerous occasions. It did surface. The allegations did surface on an Instagram post, which has since been removed, made by a woman claiming to be friends with Alicia Corden. And that's the friend she identified in the social media post as Mia. Now she shared two images stitched together side by side to show a striking comparison. The image on the left is a photo taken of Corden yesterday, while the image on the right shows the one with bloody bruised face. It was just a traumatic. It was terrible. No details were given regarding the location the incident took place or the cause of the incident, but Mia is determined to bring attention to this horrific act. And what was posted, and it was on Baller Alert, I've seen it on the Shade Room group. I was informed by a coworker this afternoon about LeSean McCoy, and I said, what happened with LeSean McCoy? What did he do? And he showed me this. I was just speechless. Now, in the post, it says, Shady McCoy is the devil. You are an animal. We didn't say anything about how you beat your dog, Henny, into kidney failure. Let's not talk about all the times my best friend had to stop you from viciously beating your son for small things like peeing in a bed. That's what the post read. And it's a lot more. You know, it said the world needs to know what type of animal you really are. This was just her yesterday on the left. And now this morning, this is her on the right. Hashtag woman beater. Hashtag animal abuser. Hashtag child abuser. Added, mentioned NFL. Mentioned TMZ TV. And, of course, the franchise of the Buffalo Bills. This post did call out McCoy for the alleged use of illegal steroids and drug abuse. And it's crazy. This is just so crazy. Because I look at Shady McCoy, and he has been, you know, one of my favorite running backs to watch. And I really hope this isn't true. I really hope that this isn't him that did it. Because you guys know what happened with the Ray Rice situation. It's just all going. His career would be over with. He's 29. He's getting about that age when the running backs. He's went past 10,000 rushing yards, so that's good for his sake. Bills went to the postseason, got him there. He played a full season for the first time. I know he, first time Buffalo Bills. They did lose to Jacksonville, had every chance to win and move on, but could not throw a touchdown to Tyrod Taylor. You can blame him for that. But I hope this isn't true. I don't want him to just go down and you just never a right reason to put your hands on a woman. He's not supposed to do it. Because if this is all true, you would deserve not to step out on the field again. You would deserve that. You're going to be done. There's never no right answer to what a woman has done. To do that, to put your hands on it, it's just not right. Sean McCoy, you're going to be done. I don't know what to believe. It's innocent until proven guilty. But if he's guilty, I don't even know what he can say. He's denying it right now. But everybody denies when it's all out there. Something this serious. Dead. Total baseless and offensive claims made against me today on social media are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. The Bills organization has yet to release a statement. According to the tweet made by ESPN, Zini, the team is aware of the situation. And they're looking at it. In the past, couple has had their fair share of drama. Last year, Corden took to social media to accuse McCoy of cheating on her with an escort. I won't say what was posted out loud. I've looked that up. This also is the first scandal involving abuse that McCoy has been associated with since his career began. The former Pittsburgh star was implicated in a 2016 bar brawl, an incident that ended with two off-duty Philly police officers being seriously injured and McCoy being sued. And back in 2013, McCoy was again involved in legal drama after being sued by a woman who claimed that he assaulted her before kicking her off the party bus in New Jersey. McCoy's lawyer said at the time no criminal charges were pending and there was no probable cause. So just, he does have a history, so you know, kind of look at that. Kind of look at the history, and it's not good to have a history. And using drugs, and using steroids, and we'll see. You know, I haven't seen anything, you know, in that magnitude, but of the drugs, I don't think the NFL has looked into things like that. But here we are. More football. Jared Goff. Because I'm really, and if you guys want to get in on Sean McCoy, 949-270-5945, it's crazy stuff. Going on around the NFL. But Jared Goff, you know, he says he wants to have a good season. He feels like he can have another one of those. And he pretty much, you know, and this is, you know, because it's rookie year. Jared Goff's rookie year, you know, he didn't feel like himself. He was 0-7. He had to get off the edge. 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 7 games. That's rookie year. Last year, he played 15 games. He went 11-4. 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Big time improvement. Still had 7 interceptions, but that was when he played a full season. The LA Rams. You would have thought we're going to face the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. I wanted them to, but they didn't have the experience. Did lose to the Falcons, who did lose to the Eagles in a close divisional round game. And then that way, the Eagles destroyed the Vikings after that, and they pretty much manhandled the Patriots and played the way we were supposed to play. I'm going to be honest. The NFC had it that year, and they did it. Honestly. I mean, the NFC was just so good last year. But anyway, Jared Goff, he has to continue this. He has to. Because it was tough. I mean, and I felt like, even then, I feel like the Saints playing the Eagles, Saints had a chance to make the Super Bowl. I would have loved to see Drew Brees and Tom Brady. But the Eagles were clearly the better team. But anyway, next year will be a year for Jared Goff. As we get closer to preseason, real close. August 9th is near us. August 9th, you guys. I mean, man, I can't wait. August 9th. Some good stuff. Really good stuff. August 9th. And yet, Dez Bryant is not signed. Preseason is less than half away. And Mr. Dez Bryant isn't signed. How does something like that happen? Because I'm trying to figure out why he's not signed. People like he's washed up. But I always tell you guys this. He didn't have a quarterback last year. This guy didn't have a quarterback last year, and he still had 838 yards. 132 targets. Okay, yeah, I know he had that many targets. But look at who this quarterback is. I know he's dropped some passes. I know. I've seen it. Didn't look so good. But what is the Cowboys going to do now that they release him? Because he was their leading receiver. Jason Witten retired. You're going to do these Cole Beasley. I have number one. Terrence Williams. Is that what you want to do? So you got somebody in mind? Because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing somebody. Maybe. This year, I think Jason Garrett could get fired. I mean, you're not going to have a passing game. That press is going to be bad again. You can't even sell me the Cowboys are going to win that division. I want y'all to be right because I like Ezekiel Elliott. This offensive line is great. Who is Dak Prescott going to throw the ball to? You done lost Dez, and you're like, okay, we'll release Dez. Jason Witten hit you with the, oh, I'm retiring. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I'm mad Dez isn't signed. You know where you should go? San Francisco. Go to the Niners. He'll help. Should help. He went 6-10. Went 5 straight. After being 1-10. But Jimmy G came in, did his thing. Give him a guy like Dez Bryant. They're going to have some plays. Kyle Shanahan, after his first stint, went 6-10, got a quarterback, got an interesting playbook. Seen it. Because he does the call the plays on the offensive side. He's a mastermind on the offensive side. I got to get the DC intact. But because I'm going to be watching the Lions. So on the 16th, on their home opener. I'm going to see the Lions. I'm going to see San Francisco. Now, San Francisco are going to have a tough one. Could this be Jimmy G's first loss as a starter? Because he does play Minnesota in week one. It's going to be tough. He got to lose sometime. But when is that going to be? It's got to lose sometime. Bound to happen. The schedule gods may have helped this team out. Because three of your first four games are on the road, and all you got to do is win two of the first four games of the season. You do that, you're in good shape. Very good shape. Because the rest of the schedule got you going in the right direction. You just need a wide receiver. Diggs probably would struggle with Minnesota good defense. But ain't like he on there yet. So don't go ahead and be like, oh, Diggs with the 49ers. No, he's not. I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying. A little upset. He needs to be signed now. If he ain't signed by August, I'm on outrage. If he don't sign, by the time that Hall of Fame game is, whenever that is, oh, I'm going crazy. We don't even know what to say. But I'm going to go crazy. Serena Williams, I think, is in a big time, just a big chance to win this Wimbledon here. She's in the semifinals now. A 109-mile-per-hour service winner. Even her Wimbledon quarterfinal had a set of piece. And you know she does her come on. I need to get that sound bite too. That come on. It's a great sound. She finally did lose the set. She tried to go without losing the set, but we know how hard that is. We know it. The stats. I want to read off stats here. 7 strikeouts in the first 5 innings against the Reds. That's Trevor Bauer. He's become third pitcher in franchise history to reach 106 strikeouts before the All-Star break. He's been phenomenal. And I know I've talked bad about him, but his strikeout rate, he will strike you out. And he's shown that. Him and Corey Kluber, great 1-2 punch. The only problem with the Indians, the bullpen. Andrew Miller's been in and out of injuries. And Cody Allen, I don't know. But the rest of the guys, Indians not going to win. That's why they're so bad. I've talked about how bad they've been. That's why. Trey Young, he went 6-35 in the first 5 Summer League games. 7-13. Hawks defeated the Bulls. In his only season in Oklahoma, Young had the most points per game in both Big 12 and Oklahoma history. Now that is crazy, right? So that's the game. You got a hot night, okay? Who? What am I going to say? Still think he's a bust. Now, Serena, back to Serena Williams. 35th major semifinal appearance, the 4th most by a woman in open era. 29-5 record in previous 34 matches. It's the best by any woman over that 50-year period, minimum of 10 matches. So that's good stuff. Greatness. I love to talk greatness. She has the most major match wins after dropping the first set. Woman in open era, that's since 1968. 39 times after losing the first set, she's been able. Like, when she loses the first set, you put your money on Serena Williams. I've seen a stat. Don't sleep on the Athletics. They've been the best team since June 16th, 17-4, to 51-40 on the season. 4th most home runs in MLB this year. They won this by using 12 different starting pitchers, which is tied for 2nd most, and they have the lowest payroll in baseball. They're not paying anybody. Newsflash, they're not paying anybody. They're all playing together. You ain't got to play big money. Unfortunately, the Astros and the Mariners are in that division. and they're in a good one against Houston. That's why that's a must-see, sexy matchup, sexy series, because it is Oakland in Houston. That's why it's so nice and sexy. Shout out to the Yankees. Greg Bird homered on a 2-2 count. Great job, Greggy. Great job, Greggy. Wander Potro, Juan Martin Del Potro, advanced to the quarterfinals, will face Rafa Nadal. Del Potro has 9 wins over world number ones, which is the most by any player that's never been ranked number one since ATP rankings were introduced in 73. That lets you know that Del Potro is ready to go, and this is a must-watch matchup. Del Potro, Nadal, I believe it's tomorrow. I am going to check right now because I don't want to give wrong impressions on when these games do start. Because Del Potro just beat Simon. Now, like I said, he's going to be facing Nadal. This is tomorrow, 11 a.m. Djokovic, Nishikori, Federer, Anderson, Ronick, and Eisner. So, just be ready. Tune in to ESPN. Watch Wimbledon. Something you need to anyway. DeAndre Ayton, 17 points, grabbed 13 rebounds in his third Summer League game. He shot 67%, averaged 16 points per game, 11 rebounds so far in Summer League. He's also recorded a double-double in each game against fellow top 10 picks Marvin Bagley and Mo Bamba. So that's good stuff. Aaron Nola, who I talked about, he drove in all 3 runs for the Phillies. He struck out 10 in 7 innings of a one-hit ball game to pick up his 12th win of the year. It's the most wins by a Phillies pitcher before the All-Star break since Curt Schilling. So that's, you know, that he's the man. Let you know that. Those are the stats that I do have for you today. I think I did just get one more. Frankie Lindor and Jose Ramirez went deep in the bottom of the first inning. That's tonight. And according to Elias Sports, they have hit a home run on the same day 10 times this season, most by any pair of teammates in MLB. Which is amazing. I mean, those guys are switch hitters. It would only be surprising if they didn't do it. I love those two guys. They're good players. Very good, solid players. You gotta love them, Cleveland Indians, you do. But that is pretty much all for today. Enjoy baseball. I will continue talking baseball. Get to the Tigers. I want to talk a little bit about the Tigers. I want you guys to just hear how I really feel about the Tigers, because they're playing tonight. We're gonna see how they do tomorrow. All I know is Jordan Zimmermann is pitching tomorrow, and I might want to roll with Jordan Zimmermann. He's been on fire. I think he needs to shut this Tampa Bay team down. He can do it. I don't know what Tampa Bay will have out there, because this has been a bullpen type day today, so they're pretty much waiting. I will discuss that. All the early games. I will be into Sonny Gray and Dylan Bundy. Bartolo Colon going against the Red Sox. I'm into that matchup. Velasquez and DeGrom. Ooh, some good matchups tomorrow. And some early WNBA action. All this early stuff. Tomorrow. I will get to WNBA. I want to talk a little WNBA as well. That's the aim for tomorrow. Join the conversation. It's always my thing. I'll see you guys tomorrow evening, same time.